All right, let's move on to item seven, which is the consideration and possible action on the Sackers Board of Directors election. And we have the nominees listed in the report from Dan McAllister in the packet. David, any comments on this item?
No, solid group. I've termed out, so looking forward to what these folks have to bring to the organization.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. I didn't know that. I probably should have known. I didn't know there was a term limit on your ability to serve at Sackers. is that a new rule?
You could run for certain terms.
With me, it's like
technically you might get a third term if someone advice and then you run and he retires or something like that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Once you've termed out, you can't
ever. Some people say.
There are special circumstances, you know, where the past president can come back and fill in. If, say, the current president, it's happened where, like, the current president retires, and then the vice president says, no, I'm not going to step into that role, and then they may ask the past president to fill in for. So, but it's in general, you know, term.
You need to have a 960-hour limit or something, right? Yeah. All right. Any thoughts on this or a motion?
I'll move to approve.
And we're moving to support the.
So I think the motion is to move to support the nominating committee recommendation slate for directors, right?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion or questions on the item? All right. Hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. David, again, thank you for your service to Sackers.
The spring conference will be my last hurrah as Sackers president. So.
I'm sure you'll go out with a flourish.
I'll do my best.